All right. I'd like to call to order the monthly meeting of the Arizona Board of Athletic Training on January 8th, 2024 at 9:30 a.m. Do a roll call. Eric Fries here. Bart Peterson is absent. Cheryl Ingram.
Here.
Chuck Boffman.
Here.
Seth Myers.
Here.
Mark Harris.
Here.
Shana Ganatra.
Here.
Amber Jones.
Here.
All right. Number three, do we have any declaration of conflicts of interest?
None.
All right. Hearing none, we will go to number four. I would entertain a motion to approve the regular session meeting minutes for December 4th, 2023.
I move to approve the regular session meeting minutes of December 4th, 2023.
A second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the regular session meeting minutes for December 4, 2023. All those in favor?
Eric Fries.
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
Chuck Boffman.
Aye.
Seth Myers.
I abstain.
Ah, that's right.
Okay, give me 1 second. Bart says he's trying to get in. He needs to be let in.
I'm in now.
Oh, okay.
There he is. Okay.
All right. So we are now number five, review for future board meeting schedule. All those are obviously Google Meets. Everybody good with those? All right. We will go to number six, review, discussion, possible action, complaints, hearings, investigations, and compliance. We have nothing to review at either one A or B. Number seven, consent agenda. I would entertain a motion to ratify the consent agenda as written.
I move to approve the consent agenda as written.
This is Seth. I second.
It's been moved and seconded to ratify the consent agenda as written. All those in favor?
Eric Fries.
Aye.
Chuck Boffman.
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
Seth Myers.
Aye.
Bart Peterson. Aye.
I do apologize.
There are no oppositions. The consent agenda has been ratified. Number eight, review consideration possible action on applications for licensure. We do have one reinstatement affirmation from Claudia Rodwell. Ms. Rodwell, I see that you are on the line. Do you have anything further for the board at this time that you want to present to us?
No, I was just kind of here if anyone had questions about my application or situation.
Okay. There'd be probably a brief lull of talking just as we look over your information. Since you realized that you were expired, did you abstain from practicing athletic training at that date?
No, I continued to practice, but I was under like supervision from other certified and licensed athletic trainers.
Okay. So based upon your information, I think that you presented to us, it says 76 days. So that has obviously increased since then.
Yeah. Since I wrote the letter. Yes.
And how many days since they wrote the letter?
Let's see. I can look up the exact dates on that. Just give me a second. We would be at 82 days now.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Mr. Chair, I move to approve the reinstatement of Claudia Rodwell, ATR 9463. Upon the completion of a signed consent agreement to include 1 year of probation, a civil penalty of $250, and 3 hours of continuing education in medical ethics.
This is Bart. I second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the reinstatement application for Claudia Rodwell, ATR 9463, with the signing of a consent agreement, 3 hours of continuing education in medical ethics, and a $250 fine. All those in favor?
Aye.
and 1 year promotion.
Excuse me, 1 year probation. Sorry.
All right. Eric Friis.
Aye.
Bart Peterson.
Aye.
Chuck Baughman.
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
Seth Myers.
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, the board has made the decision to obviously reinstate your application with the before-mentioned penalties. Ms. Rodwell, do you have any questions of the board at this time?
What does probation mean?
Shani, you want to go with that?
Yeah. Ms. Rodwell, probation period is a period of time where if any sort of we kind of monitor you. So if anything occurs during that time, then it would need to be brought back to the board. So essentially it's just to ensure that, you know, you're in compliance with everything during that time.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for your time. All right, number 9, review, discussion, possible action, board's business and reports.
All right, and that will be me.
Yes, ma'am.
So I'll pass it on to for 9A, state license reciprocity, and I believe that was that Mr. Peterson's agenda item from last month?
I don't believe I talked about reciprocity.
I think that was mine.
Oh, I apologize.
I just wanted to ensure that the board makes communication regarding the Practice Act rules regarding state license reciprocity, especially with the upcoming spring training with the visiting athletic trainers from different states. Most athletic trainers will be here for a period of 8 weeks up to whatever the length of their respective baseball season is. So I think they're should be just a reminder posted on the website and also communication with the Athletic Trainers Association about possibility of adding something to their website to refer to us.
Excellent. And we did post the spring training communication on our website, which is it's similar to last year's. It's a very easy to utilize, and I will just inform the association and ask them to place it on their website as well. So, thank you.
And that should also encompass dry needling requirements.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. And I will move on to 9B, which is update on replacement of board members. So currently we are still waiting any sort of communication from the governor's office on replacement of board members. We don't have any new updates at this time, but I will keep following up. And next month, I'm hoping I can give you a better update.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, I will move on then to 9C, update on matters related to fingerprinting as it relates to ARS 32-4128. Last month, I was directed by board members to follow up to see if we can place this item as a follow-up for us being able to complete background checks, and that is still being addressed. There isn't any sort of updates at this time. We are still currently accepting fingerprint clearance cards. I haven't heard anything yet from FBI's approval, and I know that's still being worked on. Communication is still being developed by DPS to address that with the FBI. But currently there are no further updates, and so we'll just continue to lobby in order to address this so we can either ensure that our code is on DPS's site and or determine if we can background check in the future. Any questions on that? All right, I'll move on then to 9D, which is Central Services Bureau, CSB's Interagency Service Agreement Review. So I'd provided the ISAs from 2019, when Ms. Whiteford had signed off on it, and then the current ISA, which I'd received about a month ago. That 2023 ISA takes into effect, it's retroactive, so it'll take into effect as of July of last year upon me signing it. And as you can see, the items on there have significantly increased. And the understanding by CSB is that they have increased those items due to increases in costs and to ensure that they can cover the amounts of individuals that they have on our team that helps us with our finances. So I've gone in and I looked at what I could reduce, or, you know, anything that might be redundant that I might be able to absorb. And as a result, they were able to provide us with a half credit for this past fiscal year and this upcoming fiscal year to utilize for budget. Since we do cost sharing, we are cost sharing with the other board that I do oversee. With that, though, that amount is quite high, but it is just, you know, with inflation and whatnot, they've increased those charges as well to sustain their agency. I plan to sign it, and I was hoping just to get the okay, the vote off on that as well, that it's understood the increases on that.
Do we need to put that in terms of a motion, or can we just direct board staff?
If you could put it into a motion, Mr. Frias, I'd appreciate that.
Okay.
Are there any questions on the ISA or anything in terms of what it provides?
So I do have a question about, do you want us to approve the ISA, or do you want us to approve that you have made significant changes to reduce our overall costs?
That's a good question, Mr. Peterson. I'm asking if you can approve for me to sign off on the ISA, understanding that the costs have increased significantly. And we're in the same boat as other agencies. Other agencies have also been increased in there. I mean, I think it's greater than 100% has been increased from 2019, because they have not looked at any of our contracts since then. So yes, my request is to just ensure that I am appropriately approving this ISA moving forward.
Is this included on the fiscal report?
Yes, this has been included in the financial fiscal. We projected that out.
What is that listed under?
That is listed under, let me pull that up. It's listed under operating. So with that increase, we'd still be in the black. And we were given the funding by the governor's office. It was requested for us on behalf of for us by CSB, and so they have included that in the appropriation that they provided. And so in the future, I do have to request that aid or that appropriation for future fiscal years.
I'm assuming that the August expenditure of $8,250 is like a back, they're back charging us?
We haven't been charged yet. I have not approved payments yet for this, because we just received the ISA last month.
Okay.
So those additional costs are from you know, operational costs for the bills. We had a higher increase of bill payments at that time.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
But moving forward, yeah, that in the blue is what is projected for what we would be paying from July onwards.
Mr. Chair, I move for the executive director to proceed with the signing of the ISA for the CSB. Okay?
This is Bart. I'll second.
It's
It's been moved and seconded to approve the executive director to approve the CSB ISA.
ABCQRST.
Exactly. All those in favor?
Eric Fries.
Aye.
Bart Peterson.
Aye.
Chuck Boffman.
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
And Seth Myers.
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, you, Shana, you have been approved to move forward.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Okay. Moving on then to 9E, which is review, discussion, and possible action related to AAC R449-203C. As a reminder, that rule indicated that an individual must submit an application at least 14 days or shall submit an application 14 days prior to their expiration date. We were asked by the board to provide details on the individuals who did not submit 14 days prior as far as how many we've been seeing. And if I may pass it on to Amber, she did include those statistics for me.
Yes. So the renewals we had this month, of the 40 renewals, only 5 were less than 2 weeks. We had one for 7 days prior to their expiration. 2 of them were like 4 days prior. 1 was 3 days and 1 was 2. But, I mean, out of 40, that's not so bad. Everyone else did submit their renewal in a timely manner.
So that being said, thank you, Amber. The discussion was surrounding if the board should bring those individuals, board staff should bring those individuals to the board to be reviewed if they're less than 14 days as per our rules.
Can we ensure that the new program is generating the reminders as it's supposed to?
Yes.
I have constituents that are still not receiving reminders. So, like,
yeah,
I know it states like in our statutes and rules that, you know, they're to submit within 14 days, but, mm-hmm. you know, at least we're doing our due diligence to attempt to head those things off.
Understood. Yeah, we've given some leniency as in terms of if individuals had attempted to reach out or if they weren't being reminded. We were working with those individuals. But from last month's, I believe it was 2 months ago, meeting, you had requested if they were getting those reminders, you hadn't been seeing it on your end. We were informed that people were not indeed getting reminders. And so we worked with Centia, which is our e-licensing company, and they've informed me that those are now going out, and we can check them on the back end as well to see if individuals are getting the 30-day and 60-day reminders. But they have been configured. And unfortunately, we were informed they were and they were not at the time. So it has now been addressed.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I do know on my end, I am a renewal in March, and I already submitted everything because I did get my 60-day renewal reminder from the system. So I know at least on my end it works. So I don't know. I don't want to speak for the board. Obviously, I won't do so, but I'll speak for myself just in terms of I don't think yet we need to be bringing people in front of the board for being late based upon the new system changeover. I think we need to provide them a little bit of some lead time.
Thank you, Mr.
Thoughts on that?
I agree.
And Mr. Harris, I don't believe we need a motion for that. Is that correct? Okay. So thank you. We will just keep, keep checking in on that.
Yeah, I think when we get to future board agenda items, I think we'll probably just keep that one on there just to keep it at the forefront.
Okay, excellent. Thank you. All right, then I will move on to 9F, Executive Director's Report. Under item 1, financial review. We touched on this earlier, but the financial review does include the CSB ISA information for what we will be backdated to pay as of July of 2023. Otherwise, we do remain in the black. We do have a healthy balance at the end of the fiscal year based on what we're projecting. Any questions on the finances?
Nope.
All right, then I will move on to 9F2, which is review of recent board staff activities. So Amber and I are working the hybrid model. We are in the office 2 or 3 days a week, depending on a board meeting. We've been working through a lot of configurations with Thentia, our e-licensing system, since we have been seeing items that we thought were configured and were not. So we've addressed most of them that we can see. And I know Amber's been really helping me to ensure that it's going smoothly. So I appreciate that. If anything comes up during a board meeting, please let us know if anything you see as, you know, professional members that might not be configured properly, we'd be happy to address it. But we're seeing that those are finding it helpful to get their license virtually or electronically, and that the system seems to be running the way that it should be at this time. So, of course, there may be bumps in the road. We'll address them as we come. Any questions or concerns? I'll make a note too. We are still waiting historical data to be transferred over. So what that means is any attachments, anything that came from Salesforce still is yet to be transferred over to Thentia. And that's something that all agencies are seeing as a concern that we're still waiting on. So we have an active and working system, but unfortunately we don't have all of the historical information in that active and working system. So we were granted access to Salesforce still, which is for our previous system, so we can ensure that when we do get that information, we can cross-reference it. So right now, we haven't lost any of our information or data, and it has been stored electronically. It's just that we have the ability to view it until we ensure that it is transferred properly.
Would that include items such as fingerprints and CPR cards and those kind of things?
Correct, exactly. Historical. Yep. Information includes CPR cards, fingerprinting, and those are fingerprint clearance cards. We do not, we should not be harboring any fingerprints, as correct. In like the FD-258. All right. If there are no other questions, then I'll move on to 9F3, which is dry needling registrants. And we were asked at the last board meeting to provide statistics on how many individuals were registered as dry needling. And Amber, I can't recall if you have that number.
I do.
Oh, thank you.
As of this date, we have 159 confirmed.
Okay. Out of how many licenses?
Hmm?
Out of 930.
Yeah. 159. Actually, 160.
Those aren't very good percentages.
Hmm?
Those aren't very good percentages.
Well, hopefully they're not dry needling without
supplying
the information. But yes, I have confirmed 159. Actually, 160 this morning. It just worked. Yes.
Thank you, Amber.
Mm-hmm. Shana? About
yes.
The other stat, I believe Bart had asked about the fingerprint clearance cards.
Oh, thank you. Yes, that was supposed to be addressed.
Yes.
Yeah, we can address that here.
Yeah, from the 9/11 agenda, the 28 people that hadn't received their fingerprint clearance card, 22 of the 28 have as far as up to this date. So we're just waiting on 6 more.
That was the 9/11 date?
Yes. Yes, sir.
So 6 people are still waiting on fingerprint cards.
Yes.
4 months later?
Yes. I have it. I've emailed them and let them know that I am still waiting. And they say that they're working on it, but I believe they have until the 18th.
Yeah. So they have until January 18th of this month in order to get that in compliance of the 120 days we allotted to them since the September meeting.
The turnaround time is only like less than 10 days.
Yes, it is.
Yep, it is.
Well, we'll see what happens by the 18th, I guess, on those 6 individuals.
When a fingerprint card comes in, does it tell you the date of application?
No.
Not on the card, no.
It.
I don't recall that it does, so I'm just curious if any other information comes from the licensee.
I believe it just has the issue date on the card itself and then the expiration.
Correct. Looking at mine directly, that's exactly what it has. Issue date and expiration date.
Yeah.
And Chair, board members, we have informed those that are still outstanding that they will be presented at the next board meeting if they do not comply with that requirement.
Okay, good.
And, yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Amber. All right, so I will move on then to 9F4, which is statistics. We have 930 current licensees. And then under 2, we have 4 active consent agreements. We have the 2 outstanding, which are invited to the next board meeting formally because they did not comply with their consent agreement. Right. And then we have the next one due on December 13th of 23.
Of 24.
Oh my goodness, 24. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh goodness. All right. Any questions? All right. Pass it back on to you, Mr. Frias.
All right. Thank you. We are on number 10, call to the public. I don't know if we have any public. You wait for it. Don't see any public, so we will obviously bypass number 10. Future agenda items, obviously, then we need to maintain the fingerprint discussion. We need to maintain the replacement of board members discussion. Anybody have anything else for future agenda items?
Mr. Fias and Mr. Harris, this might be something, but I have planned to hold a special meeting for the board member elections. Since that was inadvertently missed on this agenda. So that's something I will plan to reach out by email to just get the schedules and then set a date for a virtual election this month.
Okay.
And if I may, I'd like to add the request to transition to electronic applications only. Currently, the Athletic Training Board provides the option for paper applications, but the e-licensing system doesn't properly configure paper applications, and so we have to manually input them. And we rarely get paper applications, but because of the configuration of the system, some people had been going towards paper at the time to ensure that their renewal was complete. And when we were finding that the inputting was taking quite a bit of time. Mm-hmm. So we are looking to remove the paper application option and only allow electronic submissions. So that will be an agenda item for next.
Okay. Any other future agenda items anybody wants to add?
Mr. Chair, what are your thoughts if we have this many special guests next month? Should we do a in-person
meeting? I'm glad you actually brought that up because that, frankly, is kind of my desire as well.
Because you missed out on the mileage reimbursement?
Because I haven't been there in over a year. that was, let's see, February, let me look back at this, February 5th is the date. Does anybody, or maybe I'll ask you, Shana, does it matter if we don't do elections until the February meeting?
It does not, no. It was the option for either. No, we can absolutely do elections in February.
Okay. Does anybody have an objection to being in person again in February, and we can take care of the elections at that time as well?
Well done. Don't the elections have to occur in January?
So it was within our statutes that they are to occur in January, but there's no consequences if they do not. So if we pushed it to February, it would affect anything. Mr. Harris, let me know, please, if I mistakenly.
Yeah, I think, in a perfect world, we would hold a special meeting, but if we can't do it, as Shana said, there's no consequences if it is, you know, if the elections are held in February.
Okay. I don't think we're in the situation where we can't do it. I was just thinking maybe we just do it in February since we're deciding on being in person again.
I'd prefer not to go against the statutes. But I'm just proposing maybe a in-person meeting due to the potential attendees to be included on next month's agenda. So
understood. I certainly don't have any objection to that whatsoever. I don't know if anybody else has any opinions.
I agree.
Okay. So Shannon, why don't you continue with your desire to do the special board meeting? Obviously coordinate everybody's schedules on that. We'll get the elections done this month.
Okay.
And then is everybody all right with being in person on February 5th?
Yes.
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 Okay. Yep. So why don't we make note of that too, please?
Okay. Thank you.
And we will do that with, as Chuck said, with the amount of attendees that we're anticipating. I think that's a good idea.
Chair, then board members, I just will mention, though, room reservations, sometimes they book out ahead of time, so there's a possibility we may be in a conference room. That's fine? Okay.
Yeah, no worries.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, anything else? Future agenda items? All right. I would entertain a motion to adjourn as of 10:03 a.m.
This is Seth. I'm motion to adjourn. So you have 10:03 on? Well, this is crazy different. 10:04 a.m.
Hey. Sick. All right.
I need a second.
Second.
Doug did.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Didn't hear you. All right. We moved and seconded to adjourn meeting at 10:04 a.m. All those in favor?
Eric Fries.
Aye.
Bart Peterson.
Aye.
Chuck Boffman.
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
Seth Myers. Aye.